In McAllen, Texas, a jury is deliberating in a billion-dollar lawsuit launched against Bridgestone Firestone Tires. The case stems from an accident in March 2000 when a Ford Explorer blew a rear tire and rolled over. The incident left a mother of three in a wheelchair. There have been hundreds of similar rollover accidents involving Firestone and Ford, but this is the first tire defect case against Firestone to go to trial. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The closing arguments in this case were both emotional and scathing, as lawyers for the plaintiffs and Firestone traded pot shots about what caused the accident that left 39-year-old Marissa Rodriguez paralyzed and brain damaged. Rodriguez had been riding in a Ford Explorer in Monterrey, Mexico, when the treads separated on one of the Firestone tires mounted on the vehicle. The Explorer rolled over three times, crushing the roof above Rodriguez's head. Her brother-in-law and one of her children were also injured in the crash. Throughout the closing arguments, her husband, Joel Rodriguez, sat stone-faced as the lawyers brought out charts, displayed the now bald tire that failed on his Explorer, and showed pictures of his wife before and after the accident. Lawyers for the family say the cause of the crash was simple. The tire was defective and it failed. And they question not only what Firestone knew about his defective tires, but also when they knew it. One lawyer for the family called the tire maker immoral and unethical. But lawyers for Firestone shot back during their closing arguments, saying it was the vehicle, not the tire, that caused the accident. They said the Explorer was hard to control and that it was prone to rollover following a tire blowout. Defense lawyers urged the seven women and two men on the jury to focus only on the one tire involved in the accident and not the millions of others that were recalled over the past year. Firestone has already settled some 200 injury and death suits since the company recalled 6.5 million tires last August. The company offered to settle this suit for just over $6 million, but plaintiffs' lawyers wanted $25 million and a recall of all Wilderness AT tires still on the road. The tire maker decided to go to trial instead. The outcome represents more than just what's happening here in this tense federal courtroom. If jurors find that the Firestone tire was defective and was the cause of the accident, their decision could affect more than 260 similar cases still pending. But it's not only Firestone's culpability at stake here. Even though Ford settled this case out of court last month for $6 million, the judge asked jurors to still assess the automaker's responsibility in the Rodriguez accident. The lawyers representing similar cases from all over the country that have crowded into this Texas courtroom are wondering whether Firestone will still settle this case before the jury decides the outcome. Jackie Northam, NPR News, McAllen, Texas.